Well, how awesome is this?
Get your cameras ready, it's about to go down.
These ships will be built here in Perth, in Australia, out of Australian steel.
Very expensive.
We're running this, let's go.
Building some of the most sophisticated naval vessels, defense, commercial vessels, super yachts, fishing vessels. Never thought I'd be on the road. It's a big through water
road. They won't be numerate or literate in their own language, let alone English. These people would be taking Australian jobs, there's no question about that.
Mr Dutton's comments are comments that Pauline Hanson would have been proud to make.
Abolishing the policy of multiculturalism will save billions of dollars and allow those from ethnic backgrounds to join mainstream Australia, paving the way to a strong, united country. Immigration must be halted in the short term so that our dull queues are not added to. By, in many cases, unskilled migrants not fluent in the English language.
These people would be taking Australian jobs, there's no question about that.
Don't have your mother die because you can't go to the funeral. Don't go to the bathroom. If I can put somebody in, I can put somebody out too, I can tell you. So today we are announcing our support, both supply and confidence, for a Turnbull government. I do so with no great enthusiasm. My very close relationships with people like Anthony Albanese and Wayne Swan, which have yielded great benefits for Australia. I do not intend to damage those friendships, and I maintain my right to move at any point of time in another direction.
If Malcolm Turnbull's promise for stability in Australia is that he's banking Bob Catter, it's not really the most stable proposition I've heard. But I hope Malcolm Turnbull's got more on the stability draw than just saying he's got Bob Catter on his side.
And what I tried to glean out is, what does this bloke want to do? You try running a government with one vote up your sleeve. You get up in the party room and say, oh, I missed that vote because I had to go to the bathroom. I don't think that'll fly. I mean, it is absolutely. And, you know, you take the risk. You know, you're flying on a couple of votes. Well, and not to talk about it, but to actually build a dam and create 20,000 jobs. It's the third biggest river in Australia. It has one dam on it, I mean, which is just a national disgrace. I am saying reduction of all immigration to Australia to virtually nil, except for those people who are persecuted minority groups. They are the Sikhs, the Jews, and the Christians. Christians in the Middle East.
I know it from personal experience, having been exposed to that sort of hatred and bigotry for the views I've taken.
Mr Turnbull and many commentators on this subject don't understand that for gay and lesbian Australians, hate speech is not abstract. It's real. It's part of our everyday life. My Twitter feed already foretells the inevitable nature of an anti-equality campaign, and it does it in 140 characters or less. Not one straight politician advocating a plebiscite on marriage equality knows what that is like. What it is like to live with the casual and deliberate prejudice that some still harbour.
I understand the concern Penny is raising. I know it from personal experience, having been exposed to that sort of hatred and bigotry for the views I've taken, who have a different view to me.
Bill Shorten is very caring and very much in touch, and Bill Shorten every single day is promoting our national economic plan for jobs and growth, which is of course exactly what Australia needs given the continued global economic headwinds.